I find that I'm passionately
leaving. Well, hello everyone. If you didn't see the news over the weekend, there was an act called Bob Villain. Took me a while to get that. I was like, Bob Villain? Why is he trying to sound like Bob Dylan? Bob Villain, okay, was at Glastonbury, and it's caused an almighty hullabaloo. The first thing, and I'm not going to show any of the footage here, but one of the things that made a lot of people online angry, myself included, was a song that he sang where the lyrics went, I heard you want your country back, shut the F up, shut the F up. And I was kind of, you know, this was an appalling thing. And I thought, well, if anything is going to get people's backs up, it's going to be this. This is unacceptable. And I even made a tweet that has had something like 15, 20,000 likes last time I checked, saying that this is a catastrophic error by the left because this footage is going to galvanize the right in the country. You know, you've got, you know, a man who looks like he's a foreigner, Bob Villain, goading the country, saying, well, you can't have your country back. And if you want to have your country back, you need to shut the F up. This is obviously unacceptable. And rightly, a lot of people have been very upset about this. However, this same character, Bob Villain, also led a few chants against Israel. Specifically, he led the crowd in chanting death to the IDF. And this, unfortunately, has had a lot more time and attention in the press and by political figures and by various politicians and paid gobshites than the first controversial thing that Bob Villain said. It's all right, apparently, to shout, you can't have your country back, and if you want to have your country back, you need to shut the F up. Everybody's completely fine with this in the mainstream media. The thing that you're meant to be upset about is chanting death to the IDF. Well, I'm going to talk more about this story after this quick advertisement, where I remind you that the summer sale is currently on. Promo code Scorcher. Buy your courses here. And when I come back, I'm going to fully give you a take as to what I think about all this. It's the Academic Agency summer sale. Use the promo code Scorcher. 25% off all courses. Scorcher. Get it now. Scorcher. 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 Promo code Scorcher. 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 Buy it now. So, pick up a course today. Now, this whole Bob Villain saga really has been very irritating to me because the footage of him screaming, you know, I heard you want your country back, shut the F up. It's obviously, you know, caused a lot of outrage, and pretty much everybody in the entire country should be upset about it, because we do actually want our country back from the likes of this Bob Villain chap. Unfortunately, all of the paid talking heads in the mainstream media and in our political parties, including, you know, the sloppy fat pig Mike Graham, Priti Patel, Keir Starmer even, you know, anyone who's anyone, basically has come out and condemned Bob Villain specifically for the death to the IDF chant. And this is problematic for a number of reasons, friends, a number of reasons. First, it is completely legitimate for people to be upset with the IDF at this moment. They are a military who has spent the past 2 years basically shooting fish in a barrel, by which I mean killing innocents, women, children, in very large numbers, which passed the threshold for genocide according to the International Criminal Court of Justice. Blah, blah, blah. Okay? The fact is, people have been watching on TikTok, on Twitter, on their social media feeds, footage of mangled children, kids with their arms blown off, and all sorts of other absolute atrocities the IDF have carried out for the past 2 years. Okay, and frankly, they feel a moral revulsion at the actions of the IDF. So given that the IDF have been carrying on in this way for the past 2 years, they're pretty angry about it. Now, they could have expressed themselves differently, you might say. But this Bob Villain is also trying to make a name for himself. I noticed, by the way, when I was looking up this song where he attacked the British people, that he wrote that song in 2021. In fact, in early 2021, when the left was still riding the wave of BLM and all of that nonsense back then. I noticed that this Bob Villain doesn't have a large following. He has got fewer followers, actually, on Twitter than me. When I checked, he had something like 20,000 followers. He's probably got more than that now. But, you know, I've got 50, for example. And I'm nobody. I'm not famous at all. So this Bob Villain is less famous than me when judged on social media metrics. I also had a look at his YouTube channel. He's got something like 20,000 on there as well. Obviously, you know, again, smaller than this channel. I also had a look at his chart history, and he's only ever had one album reach the UK charts. That was a number 18 album in 2022, and it stayed on the charts for 2 weeks, right? So it was number 18, and then it kind of, after the initial sales, it fell away. So this guy is not big. This whole incident is making him massively more famous. And the fact that, you see, the problem here is that the right, in my opinion, had an absolute laid-up gimme win, right, with this guy chanting, you know, I heard you want your country back, shut the F up, shut the F up. That is the thing that should be a national scandal. That is the thing that should have every talking head on social media up in arms and asking, what has Glastonbury come to, blah, 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 blah. But that is not what they're all saying. They're getting up in arms about the fact he chanted death to the IDF. And there are many problems with this. First question, why is it that all of our talking heads on media, all of our politicians, seem more concerned about a foreign country than they do about this country? That's the first question. Where is our representation in this country? Why are all of our representatives representing some foreign entity, a foreign army? A foreign army, let's not forget, that has been, as I said, shooting innocents. You know, I mean, all of these stories come out every day about, you know, that people are lining up to get aid, and, you know, Israeli soldiers are ordered, basically, to shoot them in the queue, you know, as they're just queuing up to get aid. This stuff is coming out. It's being reported in the Israeli press. It is an international outrage. And I am not one of these people who believes that just because you're on the quote-unquote right, that you just need to be a genocidal maniac. Okay, this is not what I stand for. This is not what any of you stand for. But what the system wants you to do, and what all of these paid shills want you to do, is they want you to tie your cause, specifically getting your country back, to their cause, specifically the atrocities being carried out by Israel. And let me tell you, you don't want that moral taint on your soul. You don't need yourself associated with, okay, what's going on over there. It's not your fight. It's not your concern. And the fact that they keep on trying to tie these two things together is extremely irritating. Okay, because your fight is not their fight. And you're going to get all of these people who continually try to convince you that because clowns like this Bob Villain both attack your country and they're not up for what's happening in Israel, that therefore, you know, your enemy is their enemy. It doesn't work like that. It shouldn't work like that. And at this moment, why do anything to help them whatsoever? Why help these people? They've never done anything to help you. ever. Okay, so at this moment, basically, I treat it as a friend-enemy issue. Okay, and many, many friends have passed that friend-enemy test with flying colours by saying basically exactly what I've said here. But other people, and you should keep an eye out for them, have tried to make this just like the fat sloppy pig, Mike Graham, and Priti Patel, and all of these paid actors. They have also tried to make this all about tying your cause, wanting to get your country back, to their cause, specifically, you know, the adventurous policies of Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, the terrible things that are being done in the name of Israel and the IDF. It's not your cause, not your fight. And you see, the thing is, you don't know how this is going to go. It could be that we end up in a time where these atrocities that are being carried out now are thought of in the same way that people think of other atrocities in history, and you just don't need to be associated with that. You don't need to tie yourself, your name, your politics, your movements to what's going on over there, which is frankly evil. I won't be associated with it whatsoever. And the best thing that you can do is to be absolutely immovable on this. Just be immovable on it. Because it winds them up. They can't stand it if you're just not movable. Because guess what? Most people aren't up for killing kids. I'm not up for killing kids either. You shouldn't be either. Okay? And it doesn't matter if they're foreign or if they're brown or whatever. You're not a psycho. Right? It's never been the patriotic position. Your position should be every people in their own homelands. As long as they're not coming over here, that's a good thing. Right? That's all we want. Home for ourselves. Home for people over there. Home for people over there. Okay? It's not your position, though, or shouldn't be your position, that because they're just different from you, and they're trying to have their own homeland, that they should just be, you know, destroyed or brutally murdered or systematically murdered. That's just psychopathic. I mean, I don't want to be a psycho. And you shouldn't want to be a psycho either. If that appeals to you, you probably belong in some sort of home. All right. I think that'll do on this. One last thing, actually, I'll say about this, which is that very quickly, a number of people came out. I noticed David Kirtan took this line. A few other notable people did as well. That this whole thing is a psyop, right? That, i.e., because of the talent agency this Bob Villain is with, because of the the very public way it's played out, that this whole thing is basically some sort of operation to try to bolster public support for Israel, or to try to get the right in line behind Israel. I don't believe that, to be honest. I think that looking at how small this act is, it's perfectly believable that they just fell through the cracks and it was an oversight. All of the attention coming into Glastonbury was on this Irish act called NECAP, the ones with the masks, who are like IRA supporters or who also have like a soft spot for Hezbollah or some bullshit, okay? It was these guys. And if you remember, Keir Starmer said it was not appropriate for NECAP to perform at Glastonbury. And the BBC basically did a blackout on NECAP. They still played Glastonbury, but when they were showing the schedule, NECAP weren't there. And I think the BBC didn't show them as well. So they were all geared up to stop showing NECAP on BBC. They still played at Glastonbury. But Bob Villain flew under the radar. He was small enough, obscure. He wasn't playing on the main tent or the main stage or whatever. So I don't believe that this is all some like massive psyop. I do believe that they are using the situation to try to draw together two basically unrelated things. Okay, what are the two unrelated things? You wanting your country back and defending the genocidal and brutal murder of children in Israel. Two completely unrelated things. And why should you help them? They've never been there for you. So at this moment, in their hour of need, why are you going to be there for them? Do nothing that helps them. And focus all your energy on calling people out, and I've been doing it. I called out Andrew Neil. I called out the fat sloppy pig Mike Graham directly in replies to their Twitter as to why they're concentrating on the death to the IDF bit and not on the part where he tells you directly that you need to shut the F up about wanting your country back. That's the important bit. That's the only bit that matters to you as a patriot. The bit about the IDF is neither here nor there. Not our concern. Not the concern of this country. Not the concern of your representatives in Parliament. Why do they care more about that than they care about this country? Obviously, this Bob villain is a scumbag, and, you know, but if you ask me, right, here's the thing. There was a gimme, there was a laid up win. You could have had the whole public against this guy, Bob villain. By making it about Israel, by framing the whole thing about his chance, you make him more famous. They've made this guy a megastar now. Nobody cheered of him a week ago. They're making this guy big. They're galvanizing support on the left, against the Zionist cause. So there's a Streisand effect going on that front. And they're tying your politics to, the very thing that they're chanting about. Okay. So to me, this is galvanizing the left. It's galvanizing the left, where this should be a straight up right wing victory. Okay, what should happen as a result of this, rather than everybody getting their knickers in a twist about what this guy said about the Israeli army, okay, what should happen as a result of this is that 1,000 right-wing bands should record reply songs about, yes, we do want our country back. What are you going to do about it, Bob Villain? We do want our country back. If this was a genuine culture war, there'd be hundreds and hundreds of people on YouTube recording songs, whether it be they punk or rap or whatever, or who cares, songs against Bob Villain, saying, yes, we do want our country back. And you, Bob Villain, have to go back. That should be the big win, the big takeaway. And to me, it's a layup. It's an automatic victory, anybody who takes up that mantle. But to have it skewed and taken and diverted into this stuff where it's yet another referendum on that little country in the Middle East, it's just depressing. It really is. And honestly, the whole news cycle, to watch, to see how it's turned around and become all about this, it's just depressed me no end. It's made me think, you know, sometimes I have days where I'm like, you know, yes, everything's going to be all right. We're going to win, all the rest of it. Most days I think that. But some days I think, bloody hell, things look absolutely hopeless. Why is everybody so fucking stupid? I have days like that. You bloody deserve to lose if you're falling for this shit. I have days where I think that as well. We are going to win. We are going to win. Lessons have to be learned. But right now, you should be leaning into the frame that I talked about. And fair play, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people passed the test. You should note the people who didn't. All right, pick up a course at the academic agency, promo code Scorcher, and I'll see you tomorrow.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.